In this bulletin, Victoria records no new coronavirus cases or deaths. Gladys Berejiklian says she's not ready to open the border with Victoria. And in sport, the Giants' Zach Langdon expected to switch sides during the AFL's trading period. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Melburnians will be restricted to one private gathering per day to try to minimise the spread of COVID-19. Victoria has recorded a second day with no new fresh cases and no additional deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says new visiting rules will be enforced to cover private household gatherings.
Two adults will be able to visit another home accompanied by dependents that cannot be left unsupervised. Visits must occur, at least for the next couple of weeks, within the 25-kilometre limit, and only one private gathering, only one such visiting event, can occur per day. Meaning, if you have somebody over to your house at, say, lunchtime, you can't visit another house that night.
Around 5,000 Australians are set to return home on 8 subsidised flights from India, England and South Africa over the next few weeks. After landing in Darwin today, passengers from the first repatriation flight from India will quarantine for 2 weeks at the Howard Springs facility in the Northern Territory. It's one of 4 flights from New Delhi that's part of the new federal government repatriation program. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she isn't ready to open the border with Victoria. Despite restrictions easing in Victoria, Ms Berejiklian says she's cautious about acting hastily.
We want to open that border as soon as we can, but what is really important to us is to see what happens once the government eases restrictions down there. That's the real test. I knew the real test for New South Wales wasn't lockdown, because it's easy not to spread the virus when everyone's confined to their home or has limited mobility. But once you ease restrictions and people start moving around again and start working, that's the real test. And I think the residents of New South Wales would expect me and my government to be responsible in how we deal with that.
The United States Senate has confirmed Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, establishing a conservative majority. Judge Barrett is now the 115th Justice and 5th ever woman to sit on the bench of the court. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the confirmation highlights that the voice of the American people is being suppressed.
Let the record show that tonight, the Republican Senate majority decided to thwart the will of the people and confirm a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court in the middle of a presidential election after more than 60 million Americans have voted. Let the record show that tonight the Republican majority will break 231 years of precedent and become the first majority to confirm a Supreme Court justice this close to Election Day.
For a fifth day, women's rights activists in Poland have protested against a court ruling that makes almost all abortions illegal. Protesters beat drums and unleashed firecrackers, which blocked peak hour traffic at numerous major roundabouts. The Constitutional Tribunal ruling bans almost all abortions, and once implemented, would only allow abortions if a pregnancy threatens the woman's health or is the result of rape or incest. In the AFL, West Coast has confirmed forward Zach Langdon is the latest Greater Western Sydney player to want to leave the Giants. The Eagles say they're confident they'll land the 24-year-old during the AFL's trade period. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 24. Adelaide, similar and 20. Melbourne, a possible afternoon shower, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 15. Canberra, a possible shower, 16 degrees. Wollongong, much the same, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 21. Brisbane, showers with a storm likely, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a storm likely, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.